now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this program. I think you're going to enjoy it. Yes, I have been on the air now for 20 years. 20 years in the San Francisco Bay Area, around the world on shortwave, around the world on the internet, and also Florida, Louisiana, parts of Mississippi and Alabama and Oklahoma and Texas and Pennsylvania, and of course here in the beautiful, beautiful Inland Empire. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you welcome. What is the topic of today's program? I want to tell you about some books that I've written. And I think I will start with one of my favorites here. It is called My Husband and I Argue All the Time: Time-Tested Truths for Healing Relationships. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, My Husband and I Argue All the Time: Time-Tested Truths for Healing Relationships. This is a book about couples. Now, it applies to all of us, even if you're single, because you had parents. And you may have seen something going on between your parents that you wondered about as a little child. You wondered, why did they argue? You wondered, why can't they just be happy? Maybe you saw your dad would get angry, your mom and dad would be angry, and then later your mom would be unhappy, and then she might say, oh, your dad is no good, and he's not meeting my needs, and he's this and he's that. Or your dad may have been angry, uncommunicative. He may have gone off to the garage or to work, and there was a distance there between you. Maybe there was a divorce. Nowadays, there's a divorce very frequently, and dad is gone. Or, nowadays, a lot of times, you may not even know your father. You may not know who your father is or was, or you just barely know him. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it is critical. Now, as you get older, you know, you say to yourself, it's never going to be like my parents arguing all the time and so on. But sure enough, you get into a relationship and it all starts out wonderfully, and then sooner or later you end up with the bickering and the fighting and so on. And you might get married, and then all of a sudden you say, why, this is just like my parents. See? Just like parents. So you came full circle. Now, some people, they go through life always looking for someone to blame. And they just say, my husband was no good. My wife was no good. My boss was no good. You know, my parents were no good. Society is no good. Other people, you know, would like to have answers. They wonder why. And they would like to be a good mom, a good dad, a good husband, a good wife. They would like to be, and they don't want to fight, and they don't want to bicker, and they don't want to be angry and resentful, see, toward their spouse or their mate. And so they begin to search for answers, okay? So what do you do? Well, you listen to the radio programs. You listen to Dr. Laura, who said she's actually quite good. And there are others, or other programs about relationships. And there are books, and there are courses and classes and tapes and CDs and MP3s. And there's quite a bit. And you might be able to get quite a bit of information and some good hints, some good ideas. But then somebody like me comes along, and I get right down to the nitty-gritty, and I reveal some of the secrets about why things are the way they are. Your eyes will be opened. My name is Roland Trujillo. We're talking about my new book, My Husband and I Argue All the Time. I'll be right back after this message. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I've been on the air for 20 years, and I have been helping people for 20 years. I look at things from the spiritual side of life, but has a very practical basis. And were you to, to begin to see some of the things that I say and have a little change of heart about certain things, why, you might become the wife or the husband or the parent that you wish your parents had been for you. You might start to have more forgiveness in your heart, and a whole world of joy and happiness might come your way. Listen to what it says here on the back of my book. It's a handsome book, incidentally. The cover was designed by my son. It's a handsome, handsome, handsome book. On the back it says, "Why do we argue all the time? Does divorce affect the kids? My husband doesn't communicate. My wife is bossy. Why are men the way they are? What does my wife want? Can we reconcile? How about sex?" This long-awaited book answers these questions and more. Roland has a way of getting right to the root of the problem. His fascinating account of the Garden of Eden shows how the issues that couples have today are based in a legacy of misunderstanding, all the way back to the first couple. Whether you are a man or a woman in a relationship, whether you're having issues right now or trying to understand what went wrong, whether you aren't in a relationship but want to avoid the problems your parents had, this book is for you. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about relationships for a moment. Let me begin reading from the first chapter of this book. Incidentally, if you would like to order a copy of this book, I recommend you go, let's see, one of my blogs would be probably good. How about commonsensecouples.blogspot.com? Commonsensecouples, that's all one word, all strung together, commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. If you go there, you'll see right away how to order my book. But let's start reading here from chapter 1. Chapter 1, "My husband and I argue all the time. If it is any consolation to you, arguing is very common in marriages. You could almost say that all the squabbling and arguing are quote-unquote normal. I would almost venture to say that if a couple isn't arguing, something is wrong. If there is silence, it is usually an eerie silence with buried resentment and hostility underneath. Or it's a marriage in name only. Or perhaps one person has completely capitulated and has become a repressed doormat. Arguing is par for the course. Men and women are different and live in different worlds. Someone once said that a good marriage is a good fight. Yes, there will be arguments. But there is such a thing as a good fight. A good fight is when what is right wins, when reason prevails. When one or both parties do not understand what love and marriage are all about, the argument will be angry, resentful, petty, or hurtful. We must learn how to argue the right way, where what is right wins, not who is right. And we must learn to make our points without resentment and anger." Yes, indeed, that's a very good beginning. In fact, that's good advice for all intercourse between people, or all relationships. Let's talk about that for a moment, shall we? All right. Now let's look at marriage. Let's see why. Maybe I could show you why. See, when you get all involved in it, and your ego gets involved, and then there are hurt feelings, and you're angry, and she said this, and he said that, and you know what I mean? You can get all bogged down in it. But let's just stand back for just a moment. Let's just stand back. And let's look at this thing objectively. I'd like you to see. Then you see if you can see that all couples are kind of in the same boat. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're here or in Thailand or Colombia or Brazil or Germany or Russia or China or Iceland, couples everywhere are in the same boat, see? And somehow, yes, somehow they're not getting it. So perhaps if you could stand back and see the big picture, then you wouldn't take it so personally, okay? So let's talk about it for a moment. Let's take a look at the Garden of Eden. Let's see if what happened in the Garden of Eden has something to do with your with the relationship between your parents and your relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend or mate or husband and wife. You see, back in the Garden of Eden, look, it was paradise. Maybe you can relate to it. Each step of the way, you can relate to your own self, your own relationship, and that'll be very helpful. So think back to the beginning, once upon a time when you were a little child. You were happy. You jumped from bed happily and ran barefoot over the carpet, and life was an adventure. Every day was an adventure of discovery, and you were happy and carefree. See? Didn't have a worry in the world. You went to sleep at night, had a sleep, an innocent sleep of a babe, and woke up in the morning fresh with no baggage from yesterday. See? Well, that was beautiful. That was very close to being in paradise. And that's what Adam and Eve had. They were in paradise. See? They had no trouble, no worries. Everything was beautiful. And they could have lived forever. See, originally, we were meant to live forever. See? We were meant to live forever. And that's the shame of the human race. Look, we were not meant to die. But all of us, we all have this curse, if you will. Death hanging over our heads, which we push it under the carpet. We don't think about it, especially when we're young. We don't think about it. But then as you get older, you begin to see that we're all subject to this thing. And it's nothing to be proud of. See? But it's not your fault either. It's just the legacy that we all have. See, we're a fallen race. If you could just see that we're a fallen race, we're not rising. See, the serpent always comes along and says, through education. Why, through education, you can solve all your problems. You know, what did it talk about? Remember, this is a little aside, but remember back in, was it the 50s or the 60s? You know, when America was a very bright place at that time. When I say bright, I mean it had a joyous quality about it, a carefreeness, a happiness, a freedom, see? You had a good feeling about America at that time. But I remember, didn't they talk about progress through chemistry or something like that? I can't remember, it was some ad on TV. Progress through chemistry, and in our naivete and in our gullibility, we thought, yeah, that's wonderful. Well, progress through chemistry. So now look, what do? They get the waste from aluminum manufacture. Not pharmaceutical grade, but just waste. And they put it in the water. You know, they say it's fluoride, but there's other things with it. So they put fluoride in the water. See, they put some kind of aspartame or something like that made by Rumsfeld was the one that was pushing that one. Remember Rumsfeld? Now there's aspartame in the food and MSG in the food and aluminum and mercury and God knows what in the vaccines, and Prozac in the everywhere, and Ritalin. And is that progress, ladies and gentlemen? I think not.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, progress through chemistry. See, in the Garden of Eden, serpent was there. He said, knowledge. Why, it's my knowledge, the serpent whispered to Eve. Why, you go for the tree of knowledge, then you can be like a god, see? And so all of these mad hatters that think that they're making your life better, see, if that's what they really think. See, maybe the evil ones don't really think so. They know they're, but for them it's power, it's money, it's whatever they get out of it. But the mad hatters or the dupes, see, they're there. They think, well, that we're going to make your life better. So we have to have, how about aerial spraying? You know, barium and aluminum and God knows what. Aerial spraying. We've got to fight this global warming or climate change, you know, which is a lie. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So that's progress for you. The water is poison, the food is poison, the vaccines, the air, everything. Chemicals, and pesticides, see, on the fruits and vegetables. So everywhere you turn, see, so we think we're going to be better off, but we're not. So knowledge is what the serpent says. So Adam went for the tree of knowledge. He listened to Eve. He went for knowledge. He was ambitious. And after it was all over, see, he was worse off than before. They lost paradise. They got kicked out of paradise. They ended up in a jungle hell, see, where they had to work by the sweat of their brow and then die. See? So to this very day, the serpent is always there saying, knowledge, ambition, study, goals, more study, more knowledge, see? Scientific knowledge and sociological knowledge and religious knowledge. Always there pushing knowledge, see? So now do you see? So now let's say what happened then. So that's what happened to you when you were a little kid. Well, they put you off in school, see? And it doesn't mean that learning isn't a wonderful thing. No, learning is wonderful. It's supposed to be a discovery process. But the Mad Hatters get in charge of it. And so they somehow ruin it. All of a sudden, kids can't read. See, America was once, California was once had the finest educational system in the world. See, now, why, we rank down below, way down at the bottom. The latest study I showed that we're way down below some third world country. They're doing better than we are. So the Mad Hatters got in charge and they said, instead of teaching phonics, see, these are little asides, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm giving you a little aside so that you can relate, so you can see how it all comes to play. So you'll be able to see in marriage, too, what happened. The man is ambitious. His wife supports his ego, marries her to be ambitiously, and he thinks he's going to be great. Without God, of course, he thinks he's going to be great. And he uses her to support his ego, and then what happens? Well, then eventually you see what happens. Eventually he feels trapped. And because he used her, she feels like she's not loved. See? It was just like the Garden of Eden. Adam used Eve. See? And the serpent used Eve too. The serpent whispered to her, and then she said what she had heard to Adam. But if Adam had said, no, Eve, we mustn't eat of that tree, Father said, we mustn't. If he had loved God, and if he had really loved his wife, if he had been a man of honor, you know, like the original Robin Hood or Zorro, see? Or the good father in the TV program Bonanza. See what I mean? If he had been a man of real honor, impeccable honor, and he had really loved his wife, then he would have seen that they shouldn't do what Father had said not to do. But he didn't love God, he used his wife, and there you have it. So that's what happens to all of us in our lives. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about my new book, My Husband and I Argue All the Time. So now can you see now, so just stand back now and look objectively at couple. Can you see how the lady has been used by the man? See? Even if he's halfway decent, or even if he is decent, see, he used her to support his ego. See? And so to her that feels like abuse. She can sense there's no love in it. You see what I mean? You see how that is. And her father, there was a distance perhaps between her and her father. Her father failed her. Her father wasn't there for her. And she had boyfriends and they used her. And then she gets married and then her husband reminds her of her boyfriends or her father. And so she resents him. And he fails. See, remember I said we humans are a failing race? See, evolution is a lie. See, and this utopian thing that the communists always come up with, this utopian thing where, you know, we're going to get better somehow through communism or something. See, it's just a lie. It's a lie, lie, lie. We're a fallen race. And until we see, you know, the truth about our falling, and we turn to God, see, and we turn to God, then we're going to continue to fall, and we won't even know why. We won't even understand why we're falling and failing. So anyway, she sees that he's failing, but she can't help but judge his failing. Maybe she wants him to be the man. She wants him to be the noble knight in shining armor to rescue her from her unhappiness. But instead, he's kind of dumb. He's kind of selfish. He's like a big kid himself. See? Are you beginning to see now how it fits? So she can't help but judge him. And now what does that do? Well, of course that builds her ego. She feels a superior kind of a judgment, a superior kind of a hate toward him, toward his animalness, see, his failing. And it gives her a sense of superiority and a security in that. It's not a true insecurity because it's based upon resentment and hate. And it separates her from her own ground of good. See, her hate, her judgment of him. And then she blames him. She sees herself becoming witchy. She sees herself becoming bitter. She sees that, and she hates, and she judges him and blames him even more. See? So at a certain point, we have to get the big picture and say, oh, I see. See, as a woman, you have to say, oh, I see. I'm resenting my husband. I hate him. I judge him. See, just like my mom resented her, my dad. And I'm resenting all men because they have failed me. Yes, they have. There's no question. But I mustn't hate them. I must see that they failed me, but not hate them. See? See my husband. See that he's just a man. Somehow he's missed the boat. He hasn't found this mysterious love, this agape love. He's separated from God, no matter, you know. See, there are a lot of people, for example, who do spiritual practices or they go to church or something. And it's very nice. It's good, but it's not good enough. See, they may say all the right things, but they haven't found that inner bond. See, so therefore, the wife sees that he's failed and is failing, and she doesn't hate him anymore. That's all. See, and she stops giving him a hard time. Maybe he'll find himself. Probably he won't, but he might. And the husband, he has to see that it's basically his fault. He failed just as Adam did. All he had to do was love his wife, not use her. Be more fatherly, less selfish. See, less a user, more fatherly. Stand for what's right, but with a twinkle in his eye. See, to represent goodness and kindness and patience and long-suffering and wisdom. and all those beautiful virtues, he's failed, see? So he has to see that, admit it, see, and straighten up and fly right. Are you with me? So as individuals, as a society, as a nation, we must straighten up and fly right. And before we look at others and say, well, they did this and they did that, we must look into our own hearts and clean up our own act. My name is Roland Trujillo.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Well, I've just scratched the surface, ladies and gentlemen. I've just scratched the surface, and I got a little bit off topic, but I think you can see this is a great book. If you go to Common Sense Couples, with an S, commonsensecouples.blogspot.com, why, you can order a copy of my new book. My husband and I argue all the time. It's 180 pages. All kinds of good stuff in here. All about moms and dads and husbands and wives and a lot of good things. So please, go to commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. That's commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. Until next time, Lord willing, and don't rise. See you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.